You're listening to Breakaway Wealth, the show designed to help you build wealth faster, think bigger, and break out of the herd. Now, here's your host, Jim Oliver.
Welcome back, Breakaway Wealth. I'm your host, Jim Oliver, and with me today, I've got Matt Rod. Matt, welcome, buddy.
G'day, Jim. How are you going? You can probably tell from my accent, I'm from Australia.
I can tell, and we were just talking about your last name and how to say it, and I don't know if I butchered it there, but I love, you know, the Viking background and a Viking from Australia. So, Matt,
that's right.
You got to fill us in a little bit. Tell us a little bit about you and what you do, and then we'll get deep into it.
Awesome, Jim. Yeah, thanks so much for having me on. And I think my story and my wife's story will be quite different for your listeners, because we've made or become financially independent through buying and selling online businesses. And it's been a pretty big journey over the years. We've been doing this now for buying and selling all sorts of businesses for 30 years since we met. That was what we basically got into it pretty quickly, actually. And I think what drove us from a very young age, for me personally, from a very young age, was financial independence. I came from a very poor background and grew up in rural Australia on farms. And my wife, she grew up on farms as well in rural Australia. So when we got together, we both wanted financial independence. Liz more so wanted time freedom. So for us, the way we achieved it, like we said, we discovered business was the way. I know a lot of your listeners, you know, love real estate. We've never really done the real estate thing. It's always been about business. Every last cent we've ever had has just gone back into businesses.
No, I love that. And everyone on the show, or everyone that listens to the show, I'm sure has heard my story. For 15 years, Matt, I was a financial planner, and I realized that all of my wealthy clients, and I had about $700 million under management, is of my wealthy clients, you could break it down to two things, businesses and real estate. And so that's what we teach people, and that's what we talk about. And just like in The Richest Man in Babylon, one of the tenets is invest in what you know. So you either learn about how to buy and sell businesses or real estate, or you already have an expertise. And I always tell doctors, well, do you own your own building? Or a dentist, do you own your own building? And most of them say no. Or, you know, how do you pay for your operatories or things like that? And so talk a little bit about, how did you get into that? Did you never have a 9-to-5 job, so to speak?
Yeah, we've never had a 9-to-5 job at all. So we met at university. We were actually studying zoology, would you believe? Oh. And we were destined to be Australia's leading experts in, you know, red kangaroos. So that's literally what we studied. But honestly, Jim, we figured out real quick that was not the way to financial freedom. And we thought doing zoology would get us back out in the country and, you know, you could work in the rural areas. It doesn't work like that. You're at the whim of the government. You got to get money. You know, you got zoology. You've always got to be scrounging around for funding and stuff. So we quit that real quick. So literally the day we finished uni, we got an opportunity to get into a small manufacturing business. And so we're in our early 20s and we had no idea about business. No one in my family had ever been in business, nor in Liz's family. My family were farmers and stuff. And it was a baptism of fire. Far out, it was hard. We made every mistake. So we borrowed money and stuff off friends and family. And then we went to the banks later on in that journey. But it was really tough because it was a manufacturing business. As a young entrepreneur, what we learned, two big things we learned from that, was cash flow is king, and you do not have that in a manufacturing business, particularly when you've borrowed everything to be in it. And the biggest thing we learned was due diligence. The accountant that gave us the advice that said it was a good business got it completely wrong. It was not a good business. It was basically going bankrupt when we bought it. We overpaid because we were just so green at it and we didn't know anyone. So ever since then, we have been very, very passionate about teaching people not to make the same mistakes we made. And we went on this journey of learning how to do really good due diligence and buy businesses properly. And we loved it. I've got to say, though, even though it was super tough, I think within about 24 hours, 48 hours at the most, of owning that business, taking it over, I realized I was addicted. I said, I'm never going back to uni. I'm not going, I have zero interest in that anymore. And it was literally kind of became our passion. And so we just self-taught. We read every minute. Do you, Jim, you remember in the old days, we have three favorite guys that we learned off, all Americans. Zig Ziglar, he's just such a legend. Yep. Tommy Hopkins and Brian Tracy. And we listened to those over and over. And all we figured out was to make this thing work, we've got to get more sales. That was it. And so that's why we listened to those three guys nonstop. Back in those days, they were tapes. And we put them in our car as we drive to business meetings and stuff. And we hustled. And we did really well. Like over a long period, we got to the point where we started exporting to America and to Germany. But I would not go back to a manufacturing business ever. It's very tough.
So you know what's funny about what you just said? Because Zig Ziglar, Tom Hopkins, I never could get into Brian Tracy. I don't know why. But even today, when stuff comes up on Instagram, he just doesn't resonate with me for some reason. But Tom Hopkins, I think I could go right now and sell a JLG lift. Because I don't know if you remember in How the Art of Selling Anything or whatever that was called, those tapes, is he would talk about how to sell this JLG lift. And like, well, I already have a lift, you know, and all this other stuff. But I remember his stories of selling, I think, 365 houses in a year or something like that in Arizona. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, this has been 30, 40 years since I listened to those tapes, but well, maybe not 40, but 30 something years for sure. And, you know, I'll tell you, I wish I still had those somewhere because I still think you should listen to Tom Hopkins, just the way that he would talk. And it always reminds me of so many books. But one of the things that you mentioned early on is, I don't know if you've ever heard of the book 38 Letters from My Father.
Yeah.
It's Rockefeller writing letters to his son. And a lot of people think, because, you know, Rockefeller forever has just been known as this wealth, you know, kind of would be like the same as Bezos or, you know, or Elon Musk in today's world. Yeah. And honestly, I think he was way wealthier than those guys in a scale of back then. But, you know, he grew up very, very poor, just like you said.
Yeah.
And one of the first letters he talks about, if you are born to privilege, you know, you screw it up, right? Because you become wealthy when you're poor because you have no choice. You don't want to be poor. When you're wealthy and you're born to privilege and you're born, you know, kind of high born, so to speak, it's like, well, I don't really have to do anything. But what Rockefeller did that was brilliant, and he says it in everything, is he was the bank. Right. You were privileged enough to get money from him, but he's charging you interest as a family. Right.
Yeah.
Because you have to learn that banking is a business. Real estate is a business. I don't like when people say they're in the real estate, they're a real estate investor. No, you're in the real estate business. And so you said something, talk about like the manufacturing business versus online businesses, which I know you specialize in buying. And so, you know, the one question is why those businesses? But when you look at the business cycle, one of the things that you said about the manufacturing business and why it's so frustrating is what most people don't realize is that in a lot of businesses, maybe up to 65% of your inflow comes in a month or two, kind of like a farmer in a way, but your expenses aren't like that. Your expenses are every month and your payroll is every month. And so in those times that are short, you got to go to the bank, right? Or a lot of people go to the bank, they have a line of credit, but that traditional way of doing business is slow. The bank's in control. So talk about the differences and why online businesses just kind of, you can unwrap that any way you want to, man.
Yeah, because Jim, that's a really good point. It was very frustrating. And whilst we got really good at it, I want to point out here to your listeners, you know, this with buying some bricks and mortar businesses, Liz and I were doing that for about 10 to 15 years. And then we switched over in the GFC, we switched over to online businesses. And like you're saying, Jim, the problem with traditional bricks and mortar business, particularly what we were doing, manufacturing or wholesale import, all your net wealth is tied up in inventory on shelves. So there's always a massive cash flow suck there, like hole where it literally your money's going back into inventory. So what we did when we saw the internet and how you could make money on the internet, we made a pact with each other. We are never going back to a stock-based business, so where you had to do inventory, because you don't have to with the internet. So we've never, ever touched e-commerce businesses. So people think we buy and sell businesses. Oh, you must be doing e-commerce, Amazon type stuff. No, we do none of that at all. Never have. The way we make money online is through what's called advertising websites, selling leads or selling or getting affiliate commissions. So for us, online business literally was like nirvana. Like we'd bought and sold so many other bricks and mortar businesses. I think as soon as we got online, because we'd had 15 years of experience in the trenches doing it hard with bricks and mortar, for us, when we got online, it went like that straight away. Within the first 12 months, we hit all our goals. And because the profit margins were literally, they're up around 80%. So wow. That's net. It's just mind-blowing. And back then, admittedly, in the GFC, you know, there's a big recession in America. We're buying sites off in America, so dot-coms, and we're doing it over Skype and through email and everything. And what we found was we could buy, because America was hit really hard in that recession. It's funny, here in Australia, the recession wasn't quite as bad. But yeah. For us, working with a lot of Americans, you know, there's a lot of bargains around. So that was the other thing that we had a lot of luck with at that time. But what we love about internet businesses, Jim, is several big things. One is the massive high cash returns when you get it right. But the other one is, again, because of our, this is something we're passionate about, because we come from a manufacturing background, we're geographically isolated here in Australia. You think about trying to ship physical inventory to America, which is what we used to do, is a big job. All of a sudden, there's none of that. There are no barriers. Literally, we could work in our pajamas off, you know, our laptops or in front of a computer. We go to bed, wake up in the morning, and there's money in the bank. So we all of a sudden had no borders, no red tape, no import, export stuff, nothing like that. It was just literally 24/7. Instant access to the American market, which is 300 million people. We've only got 30 million here in Australia. And so to us, it was just a compounding machine. So what it meant as well is online, you can go very, very niche. We don't need a massive big business because there's that many people you can reach, you know, every 24 hours on autopilot. You don't need a lot. It's not like having to own a shop front or a manufacturing business where you've got to get through distributors. We can get direct to the end user ourselves at home here in Australia, but still most of our 90% of our businesses are based in America. So for us, that was the biggest difference. 24/7 access to the American market, biggest market in the world. By the way, the best market in the world for online affiliate marketing. And just the high cash flow returns. We didn't, every last cent we could reinvest back into buying more websites. And that's what we did rather than reinvesting it into inventory. So that way you could compound our success online very quickly compared to bricks and mortar businesses.
No, I love that. Okay. So I think we could go on for about 3 hours here because there's yeah. So much. I'm trying to pick out like the little key things. And I really want to talk to you about how you help people learn how to do this and how you coach them or how you mentor them or what you are offering in that area. But one thing that I really like what you said, I don't know how familiar you are with infinite banking, but just a quick rundown is you have this insurance contract. And I think in Australia, you have stock companies, not mutual companies. So in America, you have mutual companies where if you're a policy owner, you actually own part of the company. And you get dividends, which aren't taxable. They're actually a return of premium. So you have this money sitting in this tax shelter. And then because you have that money, the insurance company has to give you their money anytime you want at interest only, like 5% interest only. So then you go and you buy businesses, that cash flow, the money goes back into the insurance contract till you're ready to redeploy it and you create velocity of money. So it works perfect in your scenario with buying online businesses. But the one thing, if you think of it as a ledger, What we teach people is how to use this insurance contract, but what they go put the money in, whether it's real estate, buying businesses, et cetera, they need help with that. Typically, they need help with that. Some things they already know because of who they are and what their experience is. And, you know, they see a million real estate syndicators. And, you know, if the timing is good, then real estate syndication and real estate is great. If the timing is bad, it can be real bad, real fast, capital calls, all kinds of stuff that I'm sure you've been around. And so when I first started teaching people about infinite banking, I would do it in person. You know, like I would go have a group meeting, 20, 30, 40 people. And then I said, you know, this is like 8 or 9 years ago, maybe longer than that, maybe 10 years now. I think it was WebEx way back then. Is we would do web meetings and everybody's like, and people couldn't get on there. They couldn't figure out the software, but it was just like this, obviously not as good a cameras and everything else, which I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing to have HD cameras, but all of a sudden I was living in South Dakota, which nobody lives in South Dakota, but I loved it up there, by the way, a few months out of the year. But now I live in Florida. I wanted to be able to live wherever I wanted to. Yeah. If I want to live in Australia, I can live in Australia. Yep. You know, a couple months out of the year, it takes a month to get there. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, I could live anywhere. And I thought, this is amazing, right? And I can reach so many more people. I can help so many more people. So I love that you guys are doing that. And that's a motivation for you guys. And it's funny because I just played golf yesterday with a farmer from Minnesota. And nobody in his family wants to take over the family farm. His dad's 86 years old. There's a really smart young guy who's a farmer that's working for them. He wants to take over the business. And then the brothers and sisters, they're like, hey, you know what? I don't want it. Let's just have this guy pay dad till he graduates from this world. And then he can pay us and we'll make him a good deal and blah, 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 blah. So sometimes people get hung up on, well, why is this person going to sell the business or whatever? And then they're trying to find that. And that's really the thing is go out and find somebody who either you can help make it a bigger business or what. But I love this affiliate marketing thing because you don't have to do any of that. You know, you don't have to find somebody who wants to sell. You don't have to find somebody. You're not even really worried about most people that are selling a business over value the business, you know, so I really like how you're doing all that. How do you help people learn how to do this? Or how do you coach them? Do you mentor? Do you partner? Tell me about that.
Yeah. So we don't do partnerships. All we do is it's simple. We just do straight out mentoring, or we run an online course where we teach people exactly what we've done and what our students have done. So we don't teach any e-commerce stuff. And Jim, what's really interesting is over the years that we've been teaching people this since 2010, because we'd get asked to speak, funnily enough, we don't do real estate, right? But we'd get asked to speak at real estate conferences here in Australia as the alternative cash flow guys. Like, so they put us on always right at the end. So here's Matt and Liz, this couple are doing something really strange. They're buying these high cash flow things. And, you know, because real estate investors are always stuck on cash flow because they max out with the banks. So they get us to come and just talk about what we're doing. So it was a lot of fun. So from that, people wanted to learn more. So that's how we got into actually teaching people. And we do run online courses. And basically what we do is we just teach beginners digital skills so that they can get online and do what we're really passionate about is we want to get them to, we think it's a massive money-making skill is knowing how to do due diligence on websites. So like I said at the beginning here, you know, we got it wrong with due diligence on the very first couple of businesses that we bought. It took a while to learn that. Not many people know how to do good due diligence on businesses, let alone online businesses. So the more rare the skill you have, the more money you make. And it is certainly a money-making skill for life for the future. If you know how to do due diligence on good websites, you are set for life. So that's what where our goal is. Now, we can't teach people that in like an hour or so. There's a lot to it. And we've got to give them digital skills. So basically, we help a lot of like professionals. There are a lot of professionals these days, that, especially in the last 5 years, that are all burnt out. And most of them are probably ex-real estate investors, but they're burnt out from their jobs and they want to quit and they want to be able to work from home. That's what we're, and you know, we're very family oriented. And so we tend to have a lot of people with kids or whatever. And, you know, they're just burnt out working 5 to 9 these days for corporates and stuff. And so basically that's where we step in and say, all right, we're going to strip it right back. We'll show you how to build a website. We'll show you how to buy one. We'll show you how to renovate it. We'll show you how to build it up and then resell it for more so you can flip it. And that's basically what we're about. And we love it.
I love that.
Yes, we don't cater for young kids and stuff like that or anything. We're not like a school or anything. We literally just look after people in their 40s and 50s generally.
How do people find you, Matt?
They go to ebusinessinstitute.com.au or look up my name, Matt Rad. They'll see me online. Or they can go to our other site, mattandlizrad.com. That's probably the easiest one.
All right, got two more questions to ask you.
Okay.
So, first question, what's the best advice? I mean, somewhere along the line, you didn't break away from a 9 to 5. You went right from university to entrepreneurship, ownership, and I love that. Okay, so what's the best advice anybody's ever given you?
We're really lucky. We always made a point of hanging around entrepreneurs because that's the way we learned, like physical ones here in Australia. And luckily, one of our mentors, very, very wealthy man from buying businesses, that's all he did as well. And he said to Liz and I in the early days, guys, cash flow first. Forget about investing. Get your cash flow up because he could see we love businesses. He said it's going to nail you if you keep trying to invest into real estate and all that sort of stuff. He said, get your cash flow sorted first. High cash flow too, like get that sorted. And to this day, Jim, that's been the best advice. Guess what we tell everyone? Guess why we're so passionate about online businesses versus bricks and mortar businesses? Because it's the cash flow. You've got to get the cash flow first. And far out, it's worked for us. It's just been, it really does help accelerate your wealth if you can sort out that cash flow first. So we see a lot of investors struggling because they max out. They don't have the cash flow to, you know, borrow and stuff like that. So I'm forever grateful to our mentor really very forcefully saying to us, cash flow first, guys, set your goals based around that.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that you say that because, you know, if I had a business that was worth $100 million, but it didn't cash flow and I didn't sell it, I mean, like, even if I sell it, then what am I going to do with the $100 million? It's going to be chopped in half really quick if they just write me a check. But if I have a business that's paying me 7 figures and I don't have to go to that business and I don't have to work in that business, then you know what? That's not only great for me, but it's great as long as that business is alive. So the next generation and the next generation. And again, one of the things that I'm always reminded when I read about Rockefeller is the Rockefeller family still has money now through a lot of generations, quite a few generations from the beginning. And there's a reason. And one, they are the bank. I remember him saying, I am the bank. And so there's two things that I think about. You started this and you said cash flow is king, which I totally agree with. And that's our only goal. Because if you have enough cash flow that you don't have to go out and exchange your life, your time for money that comes in and it exceeds your ideal standard of living, then you are financially independent. You are financially free and you can do whatever you want today, tomorrow, and for the rest of your life. Okay, last question, because I could probably talk about that subject for another hour. But last question, if God came down from heaven and only allowed you to retain the knowledge that you've received from one book, Matt, what would that book be?
Man, there's been so many influential books in our lives. You mentioned one of them, Richest Man in Babylon. Geez, that was very powerful. But I've got to say, because I'm very business-oriented and how we turn around businesses online, doesn't matter how, it's through sales. And I know it's a classic, but if there was one book, it would be How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie.
I love it. I mean, I think that's a book that you could reread every year and you would learn something or remember something or implement something, and it would make you, I mean, I always say this, I stole this from somebody, but you know, we talked about Zig Ziglar and Tom Hopkins and Brian Tracy. And I'd say, you know, all those guys have been mentors of mine, right?
Yeah.
Now, I think I did meet Tom Hopkins way back when at a seminar. But it was, hey, you know, shake your hand, take a picture, and that was it, right? So, you know, he doesn't know he's a mentor of mine, but they are, right? And so these books, When I was a kid, I was a horrible student. You know, I would have never gotten into a zoology program, but I hated school, but I loved to learn. I mean, I love to learn. I love to read. When I'm listening, when I'm work, I was at the gym this morning, and when I'm at the gym, I've got my headphones in. I see people kind of bopping like they're listening to music. I'm listening to Audible books and I'm learning, you know, while I'm working out. So I love to learn. So if you want to learn how to buy and create cash flow through businesses online, then, you know, look, when we have somebody on that has something unique, I encourage the audience to just investigate it. Might be for you, might not be for you, but how will you know unless you check it out? And, you know, I just encourage everybody to check out Matt and Liz is your wife, right?
Yep, Liz, yeah.
Matt and Liz, and we will put the contact information in the show notes. But Matt, I definitely want to talk about how together we can serve the Breakaway Wealth family and community and how we can get your stuff out on our community. So I can't thank you enough for being here and sharing your wisdom and just sharing your success and happiness in life, which that's what it's all about. You said little key things like happiness, family, freedom, and all of those things are things that get me up in the morning, man, and get me excited. So thank you very much. I feel I'm more motivated after recording with you this morning. So thank you, Matt. And audience, we're going to wrap this up like we always do with something I'm sure Matt's familiar with, but it's Earl Nightingale and The Strangest Secret. So take it away, Earl.
Here's the key to success and the key to failure. We become what we think about. Now let me say that again. We become what we think about.
Once again, thank you so much for taking the time to hear what was shared on today's podcast. If you are looking to discover new wealth building strategies, then go to community.createtailwind.com. That's community.createtailwind.com to join our free online community and get access to free courses and in-depth training videos designed to help you build wealth and break away from the herd. Click the link in the show notes to access the community today. Thanks again for listening.